Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney hit the campaign trail today. As NPR's Scott Destro explains from North Canton, Ohio, Romney was stumping alongside Ohio Governor John Kasich ahead of that state's primary tomorrow.
Polls show Kasich in close competition with Donald Trump in Ohio. If Kasich doesn't pull out a win here, he's likely out of the race. Romney praised Kasich's record in Congress and the State House.
And so you look at this guy, and unlike the other people running, he has a real track record. He has the kind of record that you want in Washington, and that's why I'm convinced that you're going to do the right thing tomorrow.
But if you listen closely, that wasn't quite an endorsement. Romney has railed against frontrunner Donald Trump, but he's urged people to vote against Trump strategically and back the candidates who can do best in a certain state. Scott Detrow, NPR News, North Canton, Ohio.
After a time of violent clashes involving supporters of GOP candidate Donald Trump and protesters over the weekend in Chicago, things somewhat calmer today. However, at a campaign event in Tampa, one protester was forcibly removed. Speaking earlier in the day in North Carolina, Trump downplayed the protest, saying as far as he knows, no one's been seriously hurt.
The press is now calling this thing, oh, but there's such violence. The violence. You know how many people have been hurt at our rallies? I think, basically none.
Trump, along with other candidates, is stumping ahead of major campaign contests tomorrow in Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Illinois, and Florida. President Obama has signed a law that allows workers at federal prisons to carry pepper spray. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports union leaders say it will help keep officers safe.
The American Federation of Government Employees Council of Prison Locals has been pressing the issue for years. In 2013, Corrections Officer Eric Williams was working alone and carrying only a radio and handcuffs when he was murdered by an inmate in Pennsylvania. Union leaders say Williams could have used pepper spray to defend himself from the attack by a gang member. The new law will allow workers at medium, high, and maximum security federal prisons to carry the spray. David Cox, the national president of the union, says two officers have been killed in the past few years. While the law won't undo those tragedies, Cox says, it could help make the workplace safer for others moving forward. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
There are reports President Obama could nominate someone to the Supreme Court as early as this week. At the same time, the Republican Party announcing whoever the president picks to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died last month, it will launch an ad and PR campaign aimed at derailing that nominee. Republican National Committee says it will also target Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans have called on Obama to let the next president nominate Scalia's replacement. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 15 points to 17,229. The S&P 500 fell 2 points. This is NPR. Almost 2 years after its creation, a number of hearings and witness interviews, the House Benghazi Committee continues to move forward. Chairman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina says the panel continues to interview witnesses, review documents, and move closer to the issuance of a final report. The committee is looking into the deadly attacks that killed 4 Americans, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya. Composer and conductor Sir Peter Maxwell Davis has died at the age of 81 from leukemia. Reporter Jeff London says his work ranged from the avant-garde to children's operas.
The Lancashire-born composer came of age in the 1960s as one of the leading figures of British contemporary music. And while much of his concert music was written in a thorny atonal style, he also made it his mission to connect with wider audiences. He wrote music for the theater, films, and children. When he moved to the Orkney Islands in the early 1970s, some of his music reflected Scottish folk influences. He was named the Master of Queen's Music in 2004, a post much like Poet Laureate for Music in the UK. His final composition, an opera for children, will receive its premiere in June. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
President Obama has met with Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who was recently freed after being held in Iran for more than 18 months. Obama met with Rezaian while the State Department had talked to ambassadors. The White House did not release any details about the meeting. Rezaian was freed along with 3 other Americans as part of a prisoner exchange deal worked out between the U.S. and Iran. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.